Box office: The Super Mario Galaxy Movie rockets to $629 million worldwide. By Breitbart News on April 12, 2026. The Super Mario Galaxy Movie enjoyed otherworldly success at the box office in its second weekend in theaters. The Universal and Illumination sequel added $69 million from 4,284 theaters in the US and Canada, according to studio estimates Sunday. That brings its running domestic total to $308.1 million and its global total to $629 million. That's a 48% drop from the film's first weekend in theaters, a fairly modest decline for a blockbuster. But the chasm between this movie and the first continues to grow. By its second weekend in 2023, the Super Mario Bros. Movie, which was much better reviewed than its follow-up, had earned over $353 million domestically. Still, the sequel is an unabashed hit by any measure, having cost only $110 million to produce. Paul Dargrabedian, the head of marketplace trends for Comscore, said it's a very respectable hold. For the film to already be over $300 million is just astonishing, Dargrabedian said, noting that the majority of tickets were likely sold at lower prices for children. To get to these box office milestones is all the more impressive. The movie is also helping power up box office momentum before the summer movie season begins in May. The weekend's big new opener was also a Universal release, the travelogue romantic comedy You, Me, and Tuscany, starring Halle Bailey and Reggae Jean Page of Bridgerton fame. It debuted in fourth place with an estimated $8 million from 3,151 screens against a reported production budget of $18 million. Women made up an overwhelming 80% of the audience. Directed by Kat Cuero, the movie arrived in theaters with mixed to positive reviews. According to a review by the Associated Press, it's a movie as frothy and insubstantial as the foam on a nice cappuccino. It currently holds a 68% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. Audiences seem to enjoy it a bit more. According to post-track exit polls, 77% of ticket buyers said they would definitely recommend it to friends. It also got an A on Cinema Score. Jim Moore, Universal's head of domestic distribution, said the audience reaction scores point to a very nice run at the box office. Second place at the box office this week went to Amazon MGM Studios' Project Hail Mary, which is still drawing double-digit ticket sales in its fourth weekend. It added an estimated $24.6 million from Friday to Sunday, bringing its domestic total to $256.7 million. Worldwide, it has earned $510.6 million. The drama took third place in its second weekend, with $8.7 million. The buzzy A24 movie about an engaged couple played by Robert Pattinson and Zendaya fell only 38%. Bringing its domestic total to $30.8 million and its worldwide total to $65 million. Disney and Pixar's Hoppers rounded out the top five in its sixth weekend with $4.1 million. The animated movie has made $354.4 million globally to date. Another bright spot was the Japanese video game adaptation Exit 8, which made $1.4 million from only 490 theaters and landed in seventh place. Directed by Genki Kawamura, the Neon-distributed film is sitting at 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. Top 10 movies by domestic box office. With final domestic figures being released Monday, this list factors in the estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. 1. The Super Mario Galaxy Movie, $69 million. 2. Project Hail Mary, $24.6 million. 3. The Drama, $8.7 million. 4. You, Me, and Tuscany, $8 million. 5. Hoppers, $4.1 million. 6. Faces of Death, $1.7 million. 7. Exit 8, $1.4 million. 8. A Great Awakening, $1.3 million. 9. Reminders of Him, $1 million. 10. Ready or Not 2, Here I Come, $867,000.